KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
The ANC and the General Gizenga Mpanza region has called on Kwadukusa's new office bearers to serve the people first and not themselves. Ali Ngidi and Njabulo Cele were respectively elected mayor and deputy mayor during a council sitting yesterday. Party regional spokesperson Thandeka Mkhize says Ngidi and Cele need to hit the ground running and fast-track service delivery.
Some of the things that were halted was the IP roadshows. We couldn't conduct the IDP roadshows, which were already scheduled. As you know, during the IDP roadshows, that is where the council gets to know what is it that the community on the ground really wants the municipality to provide. And another thing is that now we are having these inclement weather conditions. Now we believe all those damages of the infrastructure and all those minor projects that should be finished are now going to fast track.
Some residents in Pietermaritzburg say they're still waiting for electricians to attend to power lines brought down by a storm. The cables have been lying on the ground since strong winds and lightning battered Umgungundlovu district over the weekend. Stabile Zondi says they're still picking up the pieces after the storm crumbled mud homes in Imbali Unit J.
We are not safe. We need help urgently. We are worried about the electricity and the impact it will have if one of the children suffers from an electric shock, since cables are lying on the ground and some on the roof.
To the U.S., where messages of congratulations are streaming in after Donald Trump declared victory in the presidential election. The former president is on his way back to the White House, being just four electoral college votes away from the winning 270 votes. Addressing a crowd at his campaign headquarters earlier, he said they had made history with a political victory that the U.S. has never seen. He said he would help heal the country. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu was among the first to get his congratulatory message in, calling it history's greatest comeback and a new beginning in the U.S.-Israel alliance. French President Emmanuel Macron says he's ready to work with Trump with respect and ambition for more peace and prosperity. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi wrote on social media that he was sending his heartiest congratulations to Trump, saying as the former president builds on the successes of his previous term, he looks forward to renewing their collaboration. With vote counting still underway in several states, Trump is currently on 266 votes and Democratic candidate Kamala Harris on 219. The swing states of Michigan, Wisconsin, Nevada, Arizona are said to be too close to call, although all of them are leaning towards a Republican vote. Jared Baker, the Wall Street Journal's editor-at-large, has told Sky News it appears to be an overwhelming victory for Trump.
So far, we haven't found a single, there are thousands of counties in the United States, not a single county where Kamala Harris outperformed Joe Biden's vote in 2020, which is an astonishing, that's a statistical freak.
Political strategist Hillary Rosen suggests a degree of sexism against Harris may have been part of the issue.
There is no way in heck that she could have gotten away on the campaign trail with doing and saying the things that Donald Trump got away with. And that is just... it's undeniable. But does that mean that we're not ready for a woman president? I don't know.
Durban 21 this afternoon, Pietermaritzburg 18, Richards Bay 20. The top story, the ANC in the General Gizenga Mpanza region has called on Kwadukusa's new office bearers to serve the people first and not themselves. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.